is this sound? That's right. It's the sound of Lego. It's being let loose from its box and it's ready to be carefully constructed into an almost infinite number of creations. My name's David and I love Lego. I used to love going to the travelling Lego displays that came to the city every year, and I'd spend hours looking at all the intricate and wonderful Lego creations, the cities, the cars, the spaceships, all the things that these people built. And now, I'm going to get to do that again, because this school holiday's Brick Barossa, the Barossa's first ever Lego fan event, is coming to town. And I was lucky enough to speak to Kerry Munt, one of the organisers of the inaugural Brick Barossa event. I started out by asking Kerry how they actually came up with the idea of a Lego convention.
Well, they have Lego expos all over the world, and we were thinking of a new fundraiser for our school, for the Parents and Friends Association, and we thought, why not Lego? Lots of kids love Lego, so lots of adults love Lego, so we thought, let's put on an event.
You have a committee that does all the organisation?
Yeah, so we've got a small group of parents who have come together to organise this, and with the parents and friends as well, providing catering and everything for the event. So it's great to see the community getting behind it. It's a new event, new concept, and yeah, we're very pleased with how well it's progressing.
So what can visitors expect to see at your event?
No worries. So there'll be lots of displays by some amazing exhibitors. There'll be a large Star Wars display with the complete Ultimate Collector Series sets, which will mean something to Star Wars fans. So that's quite impressive. There'll be lots of hands-on fun for the kids as well. So they'll have a chance to look at, but not touch, but there's lots of areas where they can play. So we've got robotics. We've got even a Lego arcade with machines made all from Lego bricks, coin-operated machines, candy machines. We've got remote control Technic, monster trucks, play areas. There'll be food and drink available, free jumpy castle for the kids. So lots of things for the whole family to do.
Fantastic. That'd be excellent. And are many of the displays done by local people?
Yes. So we've got the main exhibitor group is the Southern Bricks Lego user group. So all from South Australia. We've got about 40 exhibitors helping out there. And my husband, Brad, on the committee has done a lot of the hands-on stuff in the classroom. So lots of big displays to make lots of interactive fun for the kids.
Excellent. And you mentioned that there'll be food and drinks and stuff there?
Yes, we'll have hot cinnamon donuts, which everyone loves when it's hot or cold. We'll have coffee, tea, and lots of lunch options, so sausage sizzle and steak sandwiches and things like that. So the area where there's the food, there's also the play tables for the kids, so they can make little race cars and race it down a track and get a lucky dip, or while the parents sit there with a nice warm cup of coffee.
And of course, all the proceeds are going to go to St. Jacobi?
Absolutely, to St. Jacobi, yes. There'll be a few other, fundraising things for, I think, Asthma Foundation, and we've got a Kids Cancer Foundation. But the majority of the funds, yes, for St. Jacobi Lutheran School for yard development and classroom materials.
So what was the meeting like when someone said, let's do a Lego show?
Well, it was actually my husband's and my idea. So I guess we were enthusiastic and keen about the whole idea, seeing how popular Lego shows are in Adelaide. There's one in Adelaide, Bricolade, and throughout the world, basically. So, yeah, I think people were a little bit perhaps hesitant at first, not knowing what to expect, but hopefully everyone will once they see it, understand the concept and have a great time.
Sounds like a lot of work to actually put the whole thing together.
It has been quite a lot of work. We came up with the idea a bit more than a year ago, and so it's been, yes, you're right, a lot of work, but we're looking forward to it now. It's just less than 2 weeks, next weekend, that'll all be happening, so hopefully all the hard work will pay off.
And all that dedication comes together.
That's right, everyone can enjoy it, so...
The dates, it's on the 16th and 17th of July. What time do the doors open?
That's right. So we've got 9 o'clock on the Saturday. 9 o'clock to approximately 5:30. We've got the session times, the last session time finishing about 3 o'clock. But we will open up more sessions if the other sessions sell out. On the Sunday, the first session is a sensory processing session, meaning that's ideal for families with children on the autism spectrum. So less lights, less noise. Lower number of people to sort of cater for that group, which we value. There's also a part of one of the exhibitor groups is a group who I guess has a Lego club for children on that spectrum. So it's supporting them as well as people that want to experience this thing but can't when their children I guess have those those things happening for them. So we'll actually find that children, yeah, on the autism spectrum respond very well to Lego. They can actually get in the zone and focus. It's something that they can do really well. There's also a group in Gawler that's starting up, a speech pathologist, and I think they've found that Lego too is another good medium to help kids just learning with their talking and things like that. So there's lots of Lego clubs. There's another Kersbrook Lego club that'll be coming. And so, yes, kids love Lego ultimately, and it could help any kind of any child. And yeah, it's great for adults too. So whether a child is a budding engineer or an artist or, you know, whatever, it's a great medium.
Yeah. So how big is your Lego collection?
My husband's Lego collection. Quite large. Once we started doing this event, yeah, he kept buying, I guess, just to make the event awesome for the school. So, yes, I think we'll stop buying after the event, or if we do the event again, then maybe the credit card will get a workout again. But, yes, lots of stuff bought specially for this event.
And are you planning already for next year, or are we waiting to see
how it goes? We'll have to get over this one first, have a rest. But I think the idea is, yes, to do it, whether it's every 2 years, perhaps, or possibly every year. Yeah. So a lot of the work has been done setting it up for the first year, and I guess we can then hopefully roll it out again. But a lot of the work too is the exhibitors, who spend an awful lot of time working on their displays, and we really couldn't do it without them. So we're very much appreciative of all the time and effort they've put in and agreed to be part of our event.
It must take a lot of time to put some of those displays together.
Some of them, as you will see at the event, are very detailed. And I was just looking at a video of one this morning that's going to be there, and just it's got a river made out of Lego bricks and all the clear bricks. And it's just, yeah, absolutely amazing what these exhibitors do. So it's, yeah, quite fascinating.
So you'll have things there for the technical fans, and they've got all the engineering stuff
absolutely.
For the Star Wars fans.
Yes, yes.
Bit of stuff for everyone, really.
There'll even be an Elsa's castle for the girls,
which
is amazing.
Daughter.
my daughter loved that, seeing that. So definitely, I guess, your technic, engineering, robotics. My husband runs the Mindstorms Lego Club at St. Jacobi. I guess that was sort of part of the logic of behind the whole event, and the kids loving that class. So there'll be a robotic snake, which has a sensor. There'll be other robots pushing things around, grabbing things around. There'll be robot soccer, so some special little robots that my husband has made, which will shoot a soccer ball into some goals and things
Fantastic.
Like that. So, yeah, lots of different things, whether you're into Star Wars or into robotics or into technic, yeah, there's something for everyone.
Oh, well, thanks, Gary, for talking to us about this. I'm looking
no worries.
Forward to going myself and
seeing
all this
hear.
Stuff. So let's just recap, make sure everyone knows. It's on the 16th and 17th of July at St. Jacobi Lutheran School in Lindock.
That's correct.
And
yes.
Ticket prices are...
Yeah, so you've got $12 for an adult when purchased online, $10 for a child, under 3 for free, and $44 for a family of 5. So that can be one adult and 4 kids, or 2 adults and 3 kids. And the ticket price is a little bit more expensive at the door. So ideally, get your tickets online before the event.
And, of course, just next to this recording on the website, there'll be a link to the Brick Barossa website. You can follow that to get your tickets.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Look forward to seeing you all there.
Thanks very much, Kerry.